that I'm glad that after he stayed in that grave 3 days and three nights, he got up. He got up. He got up. He got up and declared, I got all power in my hand. You know why I'm so glad? Because one of these old days, one of these old days, I'm gonna lay down this body, praise God. And just like he got up, lets me know that I too will get up, because one of these days he's gonna step out on a cloud, praise God. And the Bible tells me that every eye is going to see him, praise God. But when he steps out on that cloud, it said the dead in Christ. You know who the dead in Christ. That's my mama. That's my daddy. They're all sleeping in Christ Jesus. And they're going to get up first. And if I'm still alive when he comes, I'm going to be caught up. I'm going to be caught up. I'm going to be caught up. Yeah, I'm going to be caught up. I'm going to be caught up to meet him in the air. No more heartaches, no more headaches, no more arthur, no more riders, no more high blood pressure, no more low blood pressure. I'm going to be caught up in my immortified body. And that's why I'm glad for his praise God affirmative action program. He left it. Made it possible. Made it possible for us to have a right to the tree of life. See, God's affirmative action program didn't leave nobody out. That's why John records his word. John chapter 3, verse 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him. And I don't know about y'all this morning, I'm glad that I'm a whosoever. I'm glad that I'm a whosoever, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, praise God, but have everlasting life. Contrary to the world thinking, verse 17 said that God sent not his son into this world to condemn man. You know why? Do you know why he didn't send his son to condemn man? Man was already condemned. Man had disobeyed God and was condemned to die. So God wasn't going to waste his time sending a savior down here, praise God, so that you can be condemned. He sent his savior down here so that you could be saved, so that you would have the right to the tree of life. That's God's affirmative action program. He said, I don't want no one to perish, but I want everybody to come into the full knowledge who God is. And let me tell you something. If we want to take guns, get guns out of the hands of these young boys, we want to get knives out of the hands of these young boys, if we want to take drugs out of the hands of these young men and women. Praise God, there's going to have to be some folk that's going to share this God, this gospel, this truth that we all know with this world. I said this morning, I thank God the Holy Spirit quickened it to me. If God's word can cause an unborn baby to leap in the womb, what you think it'll do for some of these rascals and rascalettes that's running around here, feel that it's nothing to take a life, nothing to shoot through a house. I asked the kids this morning, did they know this guy? Y'all got to help me with that name again. Do somebody. Juice WRLD. I'm sure every kid in here probably listened to that last song that he did. Listen at it, adults. You see a young man who is crying out. Now, I often ask myself, this kid been dead less than a month. I ask myself, what could have happened if somebody would have got to him? If some young person could have gotten to him and said, Juice, you can make it without drugs. Juice, you can make it without illicit sex. How do you know I can make it, Juice, without that? Because I met a man. I can't tell you everything about him, but I can tell you something about him. Juice would ask and say, what can you tell me? Say, Juice, I was once lost, and now I'm found. Juice, I was once blind, but now I see. And it's all because of this man that I met by the name of Jesus. The first outline in our Sunday school this morning was just the fact that Mary shared her excitement with Elizabeth. I asked a question to the Sunday school this morning. I said, in the past week, tell me who you shared the word with. Tell me who you shared the gospel with. Just like Mary was impregnated with Jesus. You're a born again believer. You've been impregnated with him yourself. You got his Holy Spirit walking around in the inside. That's why I tried to make it so important to let you know that he's with you. He's not some pigment of somebody's imagination out here in outer space somewhere. He's with you. Walking with you, talking with you. We have 3 days before the world, both saved and unsaved, are going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Won't we make it a point to share what he's done for us? It may stop a young man from shooting through a house. It may stop a young man from ingesting all kinds of drugs that would take his life. just me. Somebody said, well, you know, I talk to him all the time, and it seemed like talking is in vain. No, keep on. I'm about finished, y'all. I asked a question in Sunday school this morning. I asked a question. I said, this was in the men's class. I said, how many of y'all gave your life to Jesus Christ when somebody first told you about it? And it was silent, just like it is right now. There might be somebody here today. There might be somebody here today that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I'm not talking about mama's Savior. I'm not talking about daddy's Savior. I'm not talking about auntie's Savior. I'm not talking about uncle's Savior. I'm not talking about brother's Savior, a sister's Savior. If there's somebody here today that you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, would you come today? It has been said over and over and over and over again. Jesus is the reason for the season. Let's not celebrate the season if you don't know the reason. So if you don't know Jesus, you can come to know him today, because he suffered, bled, and died for you. Amen. I take it that everybody is in here under the sound of my voice, saved, on your way to heaven, engrafted in God's affirmative action program. Give yourselves a round of applause. Praise God. There are some items, I believe, over in the fellowship hall that we need you to take with you. Amen. So if you would stand on your feet. Oh, yes. And Sister Pearl wants to take, is this a group picture? Praise God. This is going to be for our video, New Year's Eve. And she liked to talk to some of y'all. So if y'all see her approaching you, don't run. She just want to get a snippet what you think about serving God.
Pastor Mark.
And what change did God make in your life in 2019? That's all she wants to do. So don't run, please. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for all the things that you do. Lord, continue to lift us up. Continue to shine your grace and your glory upon us as we continue to glorify, magnify, and praise you as our Lord and Savior.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome brother, redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Oh,